You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. A good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and we inch closer and closer to the holiday season and to a new year. And there's a lot to look forward to. And one of the things will be a huge celebration of Russ Collins, my co-host, and his wife and the host of Creative Impact here on WEMU, Deb Pollock. Are you looking forward to the combined retirement party?
Well, yeah, it should be fun. It's going to be on Sunday, January the 5th at 4 o'clock. And that's actually the Michigan Theater's 97th anniversary, birthday, whatever.
Was that on purpose? All this lines up the way it has?
I mean, the fact that it falls on a Sunday is not something you have any control over. But, we've been celebrating that anniversary for many, many years. And this year we're going to do it with Charlie Chaplin's Academy Award-winning film, The Circus, which actually opened in New York on January the 6th, 1928. So we're celebrating a mutual 97th birthday there. But we're looking forward to that. And then afterwards, for Michigan Theater members, and anyone can become a member, there's going to be an onstage reception for Deb and me in honor of our retirement.
That's
bon
right.
Voyage.
And again, I will continue to do so for as long as we get to have these conversations. But thanks to both of you for your contributions to your respective organizations, but to the community and arts community at large.
Well, it's been an honor and pleasure, and we both feel extremely lucky to have the professions that we've had these many years. So thank you, David.
Yes, and of course, and I know that as you address the gathered from the stage of the Michigan Theater, you will note that the highlight has always been coming in on Thursday mornings to see me.
Yes, I'm just such a great morning person. I love getting up. So.
And nobody likes to visit with me.
That's not true. Well, we are opening up a new film this week. We opened up several last week. This week we're opening a film called Queer, which is a drama that's directed by Lucio Guadagnino. It stars James Bond, Daniel Craig. He plays a 1950s United States expat who lives in Mexico City.
And I hear a lot of award buzz around him for this.
Yes. He's a very good actor anyway. And
perhaps despite his role as James Bond.
Well, you know, you've got a character in an international renowned on that, but he is a very talented actor, and he plays this character, and he meets a young man played by Drew Starkey. Again, then it's in 1950s Mexico City, and a love affair blooms. Also in this film is Jason Schwartzman and Leslie Manville, so it's got a very, very great cast. It premiered at the Venice Film Festival.
A lot of indie cred in there, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of indie cred in there. So, again, this is Queer. It opens up this today, actually, at the State Theater, so you can go check that out. Tonight, we also have Love Actually, that very odd holiday film that is quite popular. So it stars Hugh Grant and Laura Linney and lots of other really great British actors. Alan Rickman.
Great ensemble movie. Yeah,
it's a really great ensemble, and it's amazing they keep all these plot points churning all simultaneously. But it's got that holiday spirit. It's not for families, but it is definitely a holiday film. And then tomorrow, our combination oddball Christmas movie and the late night on Friday's movie is Santa Claus Conquers the Martians.
When you mentioned this movie last week, it was the first time that I had ever heard of it. And this is from 1964.
Yeah, no, it's one of those cult films that actually gets a fair amount of viewing. And it is indeed as silly as it sounds. The ruler of Mars, I didn't know that Mars had a ruler, but the ruler of Mars, Kimar, is upset that all of the children of Mars love early 60s American television, and they seem to have lost their will to do anything other than watch television. So he orders that Santa Claus be kidnapped so that maybe Mars can have a joyous kind of celebration of something or other, or the kids can be made happy. Of course, by accident, two Earth children are also kidnapped, which just complicates the whole plot, as you can imagine. So that's going to be Friday at 9:30 and the next Thursday at 8. Santa Claus conquers the Martians.
I just wonder if the kids who saw this movie back in 1964 when it first opened looked at it like I looked at the Batman TV series, as a serious drama, not understanding that it's silly.
Well, of course, but it was made to be silly, and indeed it is silly. And I'm sure that there were some children in 1964 looking around for green monsters.
You are listening to Cinema Martians. Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and Miracle on 34th Street, which is one of my favorite Christmas movies, is coming around.
Well, this is the...
And I've never seen it on the big screen.
Yeah, it's worth seeing on the big screen. This is the 1940s Miracle on 34th Street. And this film was actually University of Michigan alumni production. Hmm. So it was written by Valentine Davies, who subsequently ran the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Science, the thing that gives away the Oscars. But he was a screenwriter that had several of his screenplays shot. And the film was directed by George Seton, who was actually a fraternity brother of Valentine Davies. So Valentine Davies wrote Miracle on 34th Street during World War II as a short story, and he sent it off to George Seton, who was a director at Warner Brothers. And
there you go. History was made. Thing.
And then there was another older University of Michigan alumnus that got the book published. So that Miracle on 34th Street has that local connection.
It is truly an Ann Arbor classic.
It's a classic for sure. Next week on Sunday, on the 22nd, we have A Christmas Story. And then everybody's favorite holiday picture, It's a Wonderful Life, is playing on Saturday the 21st. So you can go check that out as well. Now, this week we have the conclusion of our Noir International series. It's The American Friend, which is a 1977 film by Wim Wenders. And this has a really interesting cast led by Dennis Hopper, and it's shot in.
That says all about all you need to know.
It's shot in Germany and in Berlin primarily, and in New York City. And there's Sam Fuller, the director, and Nicholas Ray, the director, are also. They have cameos in this film, so it's a noir film.
That had to be one of the first ones Wim Wenders did.
It was an early film of his, and it really created his international recognition, this film, The American Friend. So that's going to be Monday at 7:15. It concludes our Noir International series. Well, continuing from last week, we have All We Imagine as Light, which was actually a very, very, very highly acclaimed film from India, and it's about the light and lives and textures of contemporary working class Mumbai. And it's about these two women who have reached a point in their life. There's marriage expectations, there's careers, and all kinds of things. And it's set in this working class Mumbai context in India. The film has gotten great, great reviews and is sponsored by the University of Michigan Center for South Asian Studies. So it's definitely worth checking out, All We Imagine as Light. Flow is an animated film about a cat and a bunch of other animated animals who get... the world floods and they're stuck in this little boat, and it's a bird and a dog and all kinds of different creatures that might otherwise eat each other, but they learn to
have flavors of Noah's Ark.
Yeah, a little tiny Noah's Ark. So Flo opened up last week, and then if you haven't seen Moana 2, again, it's gotten good reviews. People really, really like this film. Gladiator 2 is also still playing, and A Real Pain, which is kind of a not to be missed film that Jesse Eisenberg put together, and he stars in with Kieran Culkin, and it's about a trip that these two cousins, as they're played in the movie, visit Poland in honor of their grandmother. And it is a very, very human tale and definitely worth checking out. And then everybody's favorite film in contemporary relief, release, Wicked, which is setting records for the State Theater. And we're very, very happy to have that popular film that seems, you know, appropriate
for the
holidays.
It's one of those movies that is resonating throughout the world, not just the United States.
It's so true.
And it's another one where people just seemingly randomly break into song.
That's right. Well, and you also, WEMU listeners in particular, on Christmas Day, we're opening A Complete Unknown. And this is a film about Bob Dylan, when Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan, and the preliminary reviews have been excellent. So Complete Unknown is probably something you should put on your list. And then a brand new version of Nosferatu opens on Christmas Day.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's a...
Well, that is interesting.
It's a remake of the 1922 film, so...
I'm really interested in seeing that, because Nosferatu, I think it was one of the great horror films of all time.
Yeah, it was the first Dracula film.
Yeah.
Dracula film.
Well, there's a lot to choose from, a lot to see, and we hope you're going to go and enjoy. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We always appreciate the company. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it as part of 89.1 WEMU's programming schedule each week, and we look forward to the next. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from the middle of a snowstorm.